week one's never pretty, I guess. Is that a good way to kind of summarize what we saw Friday?
Well, it can be a little bit prettier than what it was. But our guys battled all 60 minutes, and they found a way to win. And that's been a trademark of our football team. They keep their poise and give themselves a chance to win games late.
Yeah, and like you say, maybe you get some breaks along the way, but it comes down to the identity of this team, and you've had it instilled here the last few years. When you put your defense on late in the game and you need a stop, it just feels like, of course, they're going to get it. And then the offense comes on, and okay, what do we need? 30 yards for a field goal? Again, you just feel like you have that confidence in them to get those yards and get into position. And maybe it's a lot harder than that, but that at least that's the way I felt on Friday watching this game.
Well, the players were positive that they could go and get another shot. They had full confidence that the defense would give them the ball. We were in decent field position where we didn't have to do anything but get 35, 40 yards in the time that was left, 44 seconds, I believe. And just a fantastic third down play. I mean, that definitely was the play of the game.
Third and 17. What is that play call? Is that just throw it to Fuller, or does that have a name?
Well, no, he wasn't the only receiver running a route.
Yeah.
But, played a very soft coverage, and Bo made a smart decision of, going and throwing the ball and making it a jump ball situation to Jeff that he's very good at.
He is amazing at it, and all of a sudden, we knew this last year, but you think if this guy can stay healthy for a full season, he might torch the CFL this year.
Well, we expect big things from Jeff. Hopefully he can stay on the field. That's the big part of it. I mean, he did a tremendous job of working in the off season to rehab the knee. It feels good. He'll have to have some days off, but hopefully he can get to the games each and every week.
Bo Levi goes 22 of 35, 236 yards, the touchdown, and three picks. Now, just early season jitters, tough decisions, but again, there again, showing the poise late in the game to make that big play. Your thoughts on Mitchell?
Well, Bo managed the game. He had three mistakes. Unfortunately, that happens to a quarterback sometimes. Hopefully, he'll learn from it and be a little bit more careful when he's throwing the ball over the middle. Throw it with some force and just... and so it was a learning experience for Bo. But, he started off the game great. We had two very nice drives, but one ended up with an interception. But we'll do better. He'll get better.
The thing about this game, too, I think that probably needs to be mentioned is Hamilton, I think we're going to find out, is a very good team. They were last year. I think they're going to be the toast of the East again. And they got to Bo Levi a few times on Friday. Is that credit to them, or do you have some work to do on your offensive line as far as protection?
Well, first of all, it's credit to them. They put a lot of pressure throughout the night, but it wasn't our offensive line that was at fault for those sacks. We had some receivers miss their responsibility in blocking. We had a running back that missed their responsibility in blocking. They brought the house one time where we have to run a sight adjustment, which we didn't do, and Bo got caught. I mean, that's the thing. When you're put in that situation, you don't want to make a bad play worse by just throwing the ball up errantly. So, he did a smart thing and took a sack. And, punting is not all that bad of a thing either.
Yeah. Thoughts, I guess, in general. We know that it's every year you bring in and you establish strong offensive linemen, and then some of them move off. We know that Stanley Bryant and Brett Jones are gone. Let's start with Pierre Laviertu. Your thoughts?
I thought Pierre played well. We need to get better technique work in our short yardage quarterback sneaks, not only Pierre, but the front five. That's the most disappointing thing with the offensive line that I had coming out of that game was we didn't do very well in the short yardage situations. But... we have Shane Bergman. He had to leave the game after the first half, and Brad Erdos came in and did a nice job. I'm looking for Carl Lavoie, our number one draft pick, to get on the field. He got on the field yesterday in non-contact work, In another week or so, he'll be able to put some pads on, and he'll be welcomed back when he's healthy to play.
No question. John Hofnagel is our guest. You mentioned the short yardage. I guess we quickly appreciate how easy it looked last year, because anytime Drew Tate and the guys came on for those, you know, third and inches type of a play, it was almost automatic. And like you say, it was very rare to see them get stuffed not once but twice. Is easy to fix that, coach, or is that Hamilton stacking things up and doing a good job?
Well, Hamilton's very good at it, first of all, defending the quarterback sneak. But having said that, we need to be able to get a yard, half a yard. I truly believe that Drew scored down on the goal line area. You just couldn't see the ball, and that was unfortunate.
We're getting to see these new rules, a lot of penalties. It's going to take a while to iron these things out. Just general impression on what we're seeing.
Well, first of all, usually at the start of the season, there's more penalties than you do have later on, just because the players need to recognize the standards that they have to play by. As far as the illegal contact is concerned, there were a few called, but you know, hopefully that's for the best of the game.
Yeah. The return game, we saw Brandon Banks. I think it's going to be a big year for that guy with a little bit of extra space. Tim Brown got in for you. Thoughts on him?
No, I enjoyed Timmy watching from the sideline when he was returning kicks against us. And I thought he did a good job the other night. He got a positive yards. And, you know, so I'm pleased. And I also have Cedric Cunningham that can do it also.
Sure.
If Tim's not in the lineup. Or if maybe both of them are in the lineup. I was pleased with our return game. As far as our coverage games, hey, we made one mistake, and we missed a tackle. On a guy like Banks, you can't afford to miss tackles, and then he took that one to the house. But all the other coverages, we had them pinned down. After kickoffs, they were starting inside the 30-yard line on the punts. That's the only one that he did any damage at all.
Yeah. Juwan Simpson was down for a little bit. I know you talked about this a little bit at practice. You'll know more today, but anything of concern there with Juwan?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, he's pretty sore right now, so we'll see what happens today and whether or not we think he can get to the game or not.
I was going to ask you, it was funny, I was watching that game, and on the one play in the fourth quarter when Fuller on the far side, the incomplete, it looked like his arm is kind of hanging, he looked like he was sore, and it's like, oh boy, he's hurt, and then he makes the catch on 3rd and 17. You're thinking, well, I guess he's okay. Anything there on that specific play?
No, he just dinged his shoulder a little bit, and because of his injury to the shoulder last year, he had it checked out, but he's fine. He's a very tough-minded individual, and he's going to play if he can.
So this week it's Montreal, and obviously well-publicized the issues they're having at quarterback, injuries biting them hard, likely Brandon Bridge. If not, it's Rakeem Cato. I guarantee you will be better schooled to tell us about either of these gentlemen than I would be. I'm guessing it's Brandon Bridge, and I know you're very quick. You mentioned yesterday there was a loss sustained by you guys late in the season last year when they had issues at quarterback, so you're not taking anything lightly?
Not at all. Not at all. This is only the second game of the year. We have to become a better football team, and they're a good football team, no matter who's playing quarterback. And like I alluded to the media yesterday, very similar situation, and we got our butts kicked. We don't want that happening on Friday.
And I know everyone wants to talk about Nick Lewis. I'm not sure how interested you are in doing it, but it's going to be a unique game for sure. For the first time ever, he will face the Calgary Stampeders. He is going to be talking. He'll be loud. He'll be involved. And if he has a chance to crack on anybody, he's going to do it. How do you approach? Do you just try and get guys not to focus on Nick, leave Nick alone, or how do you game plan Nick?
I'm going to enjoy watching Nick play. I enjoyed watching him make some plays when I was watching the game film, preparing for this game. And, hey, Nick is Nick. I mean, he's a good player, a great player. We have to give him his due diligence. It should be a fun day. I mean, he's going to have fun. We're going to have fun. I mean, we're still all friends, and I'm glad that he's having success.
it's rare that that happens, isn't it, John, where a long-tenured player who had the success in Calgary the Nick did, very rare that it ends the way it did. You must be very happy with how that whole scenario played out.
Well, I'm glad that Nick got an opportunity on another football team. Like I said, it was very tough for him to crack this lineup that we have. So he got an opportunity to play, and he's taking advantage of it.
Good luck, my man. Road trip, business trip, best of luck, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
Thanks, Boomer.